Blog Talk Radio.
Indeed it is. Good evening, y'all. Blog Talk Radio, the Christopher Smith Show. Feels good to be back. When I say back, I mean it feels good to be home. Hadn't been home, you guys, for the past six days. Been out on the road, change of event, things changing. I'm always grinding. I'm always moving and grooving. It's all good. Want to talk to you tonight. People, I'm going to tell y'all something. I'm going to jump right into this thing here. I'm bringing some fire tonight. Fire. Some sizzle. People, I am a man. I am the product of Todd and Mary Smith. I'm a man. And one of the things that we as humans, one of the things that we go through in life is that we go through childhood. And when we go through childhood, childhood will determine what is going to be the narrative that you take in life, your childhood. If you're a woman, your childhood will determine when you grow older, will you be a woman or a female? If you're a young guy, a young man, depending on what you do in your teenager will determine if you'll be a, if it's going to be easier for you to transition into a male or just, or a man, excuse me, or just a male. Now what am I saying? I'm glad you asked. People, if it's the one thing that burns me to my core is when I'm talking to a female that thinks she's a woman. Let me say that again. If it's one thing that burns me to the core is when I'm talking to a female that thinks she's a male. In addition to that, I have helped, or should I say, I've had a lot of individuals that hired me that were child support payers posing as fathers. Let me say that again. I had a lot of individuals that were child support payers, but they were posing as fathers. Now, what is a child support payer doing posing as a father? Glad you asked. A child support payer is an individual that called me up for services, and then what they do is they try to pose up like they're a father, but in the initial consultation, all we do is talk about child support. I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about. I had an individual that I helped in the past. And this individual owned a six-unit – that in archives. I ain't trying to talk to that idiot. This individual owned a six-unit building. He came into my office telling me all the things that his child's mother is doing with his child support money. I said, well, when I hear she's on drugs, I told this individual, you should get custody of your child. His response, I'm not trying to do all that. I just want my child support lowered so she don't take my money and buy dope with it. It was a good sale, but I wasn't interested. But I want to be clear. Tonight's topic is I rep fathers and men. Bum lovers will never like me. They'll never like me. bum lover would never like me, especially if you had children while you were in your teens. You won't like me. I want to be clear about something. You're talking to somebody that started in radio in 2010. I had staff. Why do you think I do this so well? I had staff. How do you think I just came up with this topic 5 minutes ago, and I'm doing a one-hour show just like that, right off the dome? I had staff, and I did a lot of reports. Individuals that had kids in their teens, they will say, I don't like stats, of course, because you're on the back end of them. I love stats. Stats show that if you work hard and be persistent, you'll be successful. Those are stats. But individuals that wing it, individuals that go through life and think that every situation that comes up in their life is some type of turning point and never go steady on one thing, they end up being 50 years old or close to it and have no idea what their life is going to be tomorrow. I need y'all to follow me tonight because I rep fathers and men. Bum lovers will not love me. You won't like me. No, you won't like me. Let me tell you why bum lovers won't like me. People, let me tell you about a woman I call A-Cakes. I call her A-Cakes. A-Cakes is 34 years old, five-year-old child. I've been listening to this individual talk. Talks with direction. Talks precise. I listen to this individual interact, precise, talk, et cetera, et cetera. Says a lot when you're 34 years old with a five-year-old child. As a matter of fact, I was 34 years old with a five-year-old child. I need y'all to follow me. Because bum lovers, you won't like me. Bum lovers will always have an excuse as to why a bum got their nookie. Oh, they will always have an excuse how that bum got nookie. Let me be clear about something tonight. People, I'm 52 years old. I'm talking a nickel and a deuce. Put a nickel and a deuce on my name. I'm 52 years old. My little man ain't never poked a piece of trash coochie. They never have. And they never will. They never will. You see, what I've learned is that individuals that had a bum in their life, they will never understand the perspective of a man. People, the great Dave Ramsey said this. You heard me say it before. I'm going to say it again tonight here on the Christopher Smith Show, Blog Talk Radio Network. It's good to be. I'm home. I took a shower. I washed my cheeks. I know that's TMI. Too much info. You know what I'm trying to say, shoot. But the great Dave Ramsey said, adults do what's right, children do what feels good. People, it is a darn shame to meet like a 47-year-old still with a childish mind, still think that guys is just going to play on, guys just going to, oh, please let me win, please. It is what Dave Ramsey says in the making. Adults do what's right, children do what feels good. And it is childish to think that you're 17 instead of 47. It is childish to think that. Still want individuals to just give you the go ahead and want to be able to say dumb stuff and don't be rebuttal. And then you look at their life and they had babies when they were young. And according to them, it's nothing wrong with having a baby when you're a teen. Well, actually it is because it's called poverty. See, all those little dumb innuendos about having a child is good, this and all that, you're struggling. You're not giving your child a good life. You're not. But you can't tell individuals this. And then when they talk to a man, they have a problem. They will even ask me if I'm a man. People, I'm going to tell you something here tonight. When you come around me and talk about the trash you laid down with, you need to be a lot more precise. Because if you say, I had a baby with a man, and you start rabbing it off, he was a this, and he was a that, and he ain't like me, he told me I need to, and he said I couldn't wear this, and he this, and he that. That ain't what men do. That's not what men do. That's what controlling dudes do. Yeah, those are CDs. We call those CDs up north. Yeah, I know you from the backwoods of Heehawville, but up north we call those CDs, and we ain't talking. They sing a different type of music, boo. But you see, men, I'm still waiting for a woman to say they had an issue with a man. Because when a man speaks, throws them off. When a man speaks, they don't hear him. When a man speaks, they go into the archives of some jacked up conversation they had with a booty out nigga or some dude that wanted some pussy. And then they try to apply that garbage to when a man speaks. People, let me say one thing here tonight, once more again. Yeah, that's right, once more again. I rep fathers and men. I don't represent booty out niggas. You can talk about them guys all day. I don't represent bums. I told individuals for years, don't have visitation with your kid. My company wasn't going to help you. That's who you're listening to right now. My morals run deep. You can ask the individual that live on my block that pushed up. I said, I'm going to pass. You belong to the niggas. You don't belong in my class. I let the niggas have their woman. Because once again, one more again, people, I represent fathers and men. And instead of being so rebuttal, having so much rebuttal, because you never ever dealt with when I speak, you might want to just listen. Just listen. Welcome to the Christopher Smith Show for October 17th. I'm watching the game as I'm talking to you guys. I'm watching the Dallas Cowboys and the New England Patriots. We are all tied up. We are going into overtime, people. We got Dak Prescott trying to do what he do and some other jiggy dude. I don't know. I don't know who the New England Patriots got for their quarterback. I have no idea who this dude is. That's why I just call him some jiggy dude. But I'm watching the game, and I'm just hoping that Dallas Cowboys meet their demise. I can't stand the Cowboys, y'all. I can't stand the Cowboys. But enough of that, people. I rep fathers and men. But when you dealt with a bum, especially individuals that turned their ass up when they was a teenager, probably wore booty shorts, turned their ass up, had kids when they was a teen, and don't want to be an adult, because Dave Ramsey said adults do what's right, kids do what feels good. Don't want to be an adult about it and say, you know what, I turned my ass up. No. They come up with all these excuses for everything. But when you look at their life, they see beautiful. But what I see is raggedy. People, I want to be clear about something. I did not want to have kids when I was a teen because I couldn't afford it. I want to tell y'all a secret. In my teens, I had sex twice. I was scared to have sex. I know how to use the word accordingly. I was scared. I didn't believe in condoms. I thought that it didn't matter if you used the condom. The girl gonna get pregnant. That's what I thought. You're talking to somebody who was paranoid for having kids. I did not want to have a baby as a teen. I got married at 19, divorced at 22. Did not have any kids even then. I owned a house. My daughter was born and came home to a house her father owned. Yeah, that's just me. You see, my morals run deep. They do. That's why I'm a great spokesperson for what I say and what I do. I'm an excellent speaker. I am. And what will be confused with individuals in the past, you're mad. Look, I wrote the book on mad. I want to be clear about something. Insults is your intellect, and your life shows it. Because it's insulting. When I look at some of the individuals, I look at some of their lives, and they talk this talk, and you look at their life, and they accomplished nothing. Then you meet a 34-year-old, and she says, I'm 34 years old. I had 2 5-year relationships, and she is a woman, elegant. Say something, get mad, talk about it. Have dialogue. It just feels so good to have dialogue with a woman. But to sit down there and be talking to somebody who did nothing but had trash in their life. And when a man speaks, they only know how to talk bum. They say things, oh, that's not what I meant. You took it out of context. You can't quote them on nothing that they ever say. Nothing. You can't quote them on anything they say. If they was on Facebook, they would post something. And you would look at it, they would post it and then say, no, that's not what that meant. But that's what happens when you've dealt with a bum. And all a bum want to do is get in your pants and let his dick do that dance, baby. He want to get in your pants and let his dick do that dance. People, I'm going to tell y'all about an individual that I dated a long time ago. I dated this individual, and it was, you know, first of all, let me say this. There's two types of women. There are women and there are females. Females are the ones that's hot in the ass. Females are the ones that never mature out of that hot in the ass perspective. They never mature out of that. They carry over their hot in the ass perspective because they got more success talking to males being hot in the ass. You can even be successful with talking to a man with a hot in the ass perspective. But do understand the currency in which you use hot in the ass, it don't pay as much with a man than it does with a male. So you can be hot in the ass perspective. You can wear booty shorts, turn your ass all up. And when you turn your ass up to the male, you'll probably get the world. But when you turn your ass, that's how Martin say, yes. When you turn your ass up to a man, he'll go, ooh, God dang it, baby, yeah. And then it wears off. Now, that's the hot in the ass individual. The hot in the ass woman, she cannot ever get into a conversation with a man. She can't. She is so used to individuals that want her because she's hot in the ass. Then you take a woman like the individual I was just talking about earlier. She's talking to, right? 34 years old. You talk to this individual, look at her pictures, dress like a woman. Don't dress sleazy. Don't have ass hanging out. Dress like a woman. I'm sorry, y'all. But you talk to an individual, and every time you talk to the individual, you're talking to a woman. I was talking to this individual, and I don't mean to get our conversation out there, but she said, I didn't want to do certain things because I didn't want my daughter to think lesser of me. I didn't want public assistance because I didn't want my daughter to think lesser of me. But the hot in the ass, they'll go get that assistance. You know why? Because they live life on a different code. They're hot in the ass. They're bum lovers. They're bum lovers. You look back, it ain't nothing but mistake after man, mistake after man, mistake after man. And then these bum lovers question a man or question a father. Everything that they say is some type of devil's advocate for the nonsense. Once again, people, I represent fathers and men. The conversation is going to quickly go left when you be persistent with your bullshit. I'm going to tell y'all something else. I'm going to tell you something else. And I'm going to tell you something else. Everybody got their class. Everybody. Everybody got their class. All right? If you live in a trailer, you'll be like this idiot that told me a month ago or so, I like the area I live in. You live in a trash area of the neighborhood. But then you look where they from. They from a trailer, live in a trailer. Everybody got their class. They got their class. Everybody got their class. Know what you're talking to. Know what class you're talking to. When you understand what class of people you're talking to, it will be easy, and I mean easier, to continue on a conversation with the individual. But when you're talking to somebody out of your class, whether you're a booty-out nigga trying to talk to a corporate dude or whether you're a corporate dude trying to talk to a booty-out nigga, every class have different codes in which they go by. And when you're talking to an individual that used to wear booty shorts and had babies with bums in their teens, that's a lot of screwed up ground to cover. That's a lot of screwed up ground to cover. But then when you go and talk to that individual that had a life, seen the world, had a child, it didn't work out, this and that, and you could talk to them and have dialogue. I can go back and forth. She's telling you about her dreams. She got things. She ain't talking about all the dummies she dealt with. And this, you just don't get an onslaught. You talking to a woman. The conversation goes further. You will find yourself, I'm talking to you men out there now, you'll find yourself being able to continue on a conversation with that individual. You know why? People, I don't know if y'all know this, but we all, I mean all of us, we all are a part of who we dealt with in our past. We all are. We all are. If you dealt with somebody that cheated on you with your best friend, guess what? When your man come over, you're going to be looking at your best friend. It's just a given. We all leave a relationship with some type of PTSD. With me, it's attitude. It's attitude and comprehension. I notice that the longer the conversation go on, the intelligence level seems to go in the tank. Things start not being understood. But the individual can be on the phone with some right back and go 30 hours with the individual and there'll be dialogue. What my child's mom taught me, attitude grows into conflict. That's what I was taught. What my child's mom taught me, ignorance is convenient. You can't post something on Facebook like, oh, if a person don't answer you in 2 hours, that means they're ignoring you. Nobody goes 2 hours without looking at their phone. And then you ask them about it, and it's, I didn't mean that. It's just a posting. You're an idiot. You're a two-bit idiot. Honestly, people. Females, know when you're talking to a man and when you're talking to a male. People, I'm going to tell you something. At the studio, I have probably 300 sound bites. You know what a sound bite is? A sound bite is somebody saying something. Their words, a sound bite. There's a woman that made a video, and I have the sound bite, and she said, us women, we do not like men of substance because they show us who we are. Her words, not mine. That's what she said. We do not like men of substance because they show us who we are. This is why we end up dating and being in a relationship with bums. That's what she said. Once again, her words, not mine. But what if I told you, that that is the narrative that I have been into conversations with individuals. What if I told you that that is the narrative that I see? What if I told y'all that? No. Individuals will tell you, no, I'm not like that. No. I didn't know he was no good, but once I found out, it was too late. So you worked at a job and found out they wasn't paying you, and you stayed there because it was too late to quit. I mean, the things that bum lovers say, people, I will tell you guys this tonight, and I will say this forever. I represent men. I represent fathers. If you had a bum in your life, if you had babies, and you're going to defend that. That's why I say that. You're going to defend that. You're going to see to it that, no, I got to defend this action. And I'm going to tell you something. It would make you say, whoa. It would make you say, you know, what exactly is going on here? Why? How does an individual have intellect when they ask you a question, but dumb as a brick when you ask them a question? Ladies, you know what I'm talking about, right? You see somebody that you're dating at your girlfriend's house, and you say, I know that was your car, XYZ, because you got a busted taillight, and you put that blue tape on it. What idiot put blue tape on a red taillight? And then you, it wasn't me. Ignorance as a weapon. People, I'm a say this. Help y'all understand something. Break it down to you like this. Fathers and men. A father's job is to provide for his family and protect his family. That's what a father's job is. A father, his job is to provide for his family and protect. When you date a bum, you may not believe this, but a bum is not going to do that. When you had a baby when you was a teenager, you had a baby with a boy. They're not going to do that neither. If you had another baby and then just kept piling on babies, just kept, you know, just cocking your legs open and thinking that, you know, your coochie was a sperm depository, then you're going to defend this perspective. But I want to go ahead and just tell you right here tonight. A father's job is to provide and protect. Okay? When you have a baby with a father, you sit back and you just watch as that man does everything via remote control. I need y'all to follow me right now. So what did I just say? A father's job, a father, his job is to provide and protect. That's what a father's job is. A man is measured on how well he takes care of his responsibilities. Cheated on you and you want him to tell you, you got nothing with him being a man. All right? A man is measured on how well he takes care of his responsibilities, period. I met thousands of and heard thousands of women in my life say, a real man would tell you who he fucking. A real man would tell you how much money he make. A real man would take care of your kids, even if they ain't his. A real man would. All these little shindig, dumb innuendos, none of those are his responsibilities. I got something else I want to throw in there I want to add to you. If you have a baby with a married man, he shouldn't be there for your kid. If you screw on a married man, you're just a side chick. That tells about your mentality too. Because that's what females do. But once again, that's not what women do. Women have babies with closest to proper perspective as possible. CPP, closest to proper perspective. That's what a woman have a baby. A woman have a baby with closest to the possible perspective as possible. And the perspective is a husband. When you meet a female, that female have a baby done took a nigga nut. Was at work, took a nigga nut behind a garbage can. Done took a nigga nut in the closet, took a nigga nut. Came to a nigga house, bent over, took a nigga nut while he was had his dick out, stick it out the window, took a nigga nut. I'm sorry. That woman conceived a child being caressed in a bed, getting sweet nothings whispered in her ear. Damn, baby, you soft. You smell good. You know that song, Dry Your Eyes by The Deal, and you hear the woman talking. Oh, she's dead. There is no doubt. He left you in without a clue. Oh, don't get me started. But that woman, she ain't take nigga nut. I need help, y'all. Come on. That woman, she ain't take nigga nut. You know that female, she wear the booty shorts, and the dude, when he bent over, he took his hand and just peeled over the side and just went up, just peeled in. You know, but the female, she had on her womanly clothes. She had to take the clothes off, and you had to kiss her and just remove her clothing. Oh, she's a woman. Take nigga nut. Oh my gosh, man. Oh my gosh. I'm laughing at something else. She didn't do that. So the woman, she had kids under different circumstances. The woman had a kid under different expectations. The woman had a kid further along in the relationship than the chick that wear the booty shorts and ain't nothing but a female and love and took nigga nut. The woman had a job, had a stable life, just didn't bring a child into the world under some concept of, oh, they're a blessing from God. No, that woman had that child under different circumstances. That's why when you talk to a woman as a father and as a man, you can get further conversing with that woman. Ask me how I know. Ask A-Cakes. She's A-Cakes, baby. Ask A-Cakes. A-Cakes know what I'm talking about. These two individuals are not the same. They're not. These two individuals are not the same. Under no situation are these two individuals the same. They're not. The individual that took nigger nut, oh, she'll sit up there and get offended by all the criticism of the wrong way. She'll get offended. The woman that took the female, that took nigger nut, she'll get offended. Every perspective, every narrative, she got some rebuttal bullshit about how I was right. But see, the woman, you can have a conversation with the woman, and y'all can sit down there, and y'all can clown the trailer park trash that wore the booty shorts that took nigger nut, especially when they was in their teens. And then when you have those individuals, they're always trying to, they over-mother because they know they didn't do anything right. They know they gave their kids a hard life. So what do? Their kids be grown and they can't let go, trying to be a mother. You know why? Because they wasn't a mother when their kids were younger. They were just popping out babies. They couldn't afford to be a mother. How could they afford to have been a mother? They didn't have a good job. They had nothing. They lived in a trailer park. They had nothing. But the woman, different narrative. That woman got a different type of stress. The woman stressed different. The man and the father, we know this. Man, that woman, the stress is, I got to do this. That's why when you spend time with the woman, it's a different feeling. You know, when you spend the time with the woman, it's take me away from, I just need to just be with you for 5 minutes. And you feel it. The woman asks, did you eat? Let's go here. The bum that took nigger nut, that wore booty shorts, that live in a trailer park, that's now on welfare, can't do none of that. But if you ask them, they would think that their life is just the same. There's no harmony. They're so busy, saturated in trash, they don't realize they're not supposed to be there. So when a father or a man talk to these individuals, it's like talking to a damn brick. I want to be clear about something. I rep fathers and men. Bum lovers, you won't like me. And I'm going to tell you why you won't like me. I'm not giving you an out. There is no booty big enough. There's no pussy wet enough that will let a bum lover come before me and say something stupid and not have me say, BM, bum lover, you done lost your damn mind. I mean, BL, you done lost your damn mind. You done lost your damn mind. Be nice. No, bum lover, you had children under trash terms. This is why when fathers and men talk, we get so much pushback. You don't even listen to a father and a man finish his word. You can sit down there and look at the look on their face. They already got what they want to say. 5 words in a 30-word sentence, a 30-word statement. They already got in their mind what they want to say. You know why? Because they're nigger lovers. They took that nigger nut. They're a nigger nut lover. Yeah. You look at their life, and it explains it to you. It does. People, I'm going to tell you like this, and then I'm going to get on out of here. When I settle down, I got a woman in my sights right now. A woman. A woman. Somebody I can talk to and have dialogue with. A woman. When I settle down, that's who it's going to be with. It's going to be with a woman. It ain't going to be with somebody that you can't say, well, you think it was a good idea to have kids when you was a teen? My kids came out all right. No, they didn't, dummy. No, they didn't. And it is these words that these individuals, when they listen to me here, they deem me mad. But there's no statistical stat out there, person, that says a single mom in their teens was the best thing for a child. If it is, send it to me, the National Fathers League info at gmail.com. I repeat, you know what, let me up the ante. I got $500 for that individual that can show me the stat where having a baby in the teens trumps having a baby in your 30s or in your 20s and married. Send the information to the National Fathers League info, gmail.com. And what is that thing that they say on those postings on Facebook and all that? I'll wait. Good night, y'all.